So there are a lot of ignorant voices in this world today calling masculinity toxic. They fail to realize that this phrase in itself is oxymoronic when you look at the definition of the word masculine. True masculinity is the antithesis of toxic. It's a blessing. Today you're going to discover how to use the weight of who you are as a man to be a blessing to your world, because we believe when a man gets it, everyone wins.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marked by dust and sweat and blood.
Welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast, sponsored by Mountain Tough Fitness Lab.
It's Equipping Men in 10. Our conviction is to call you into the arena of manhood, call you out of the faceless, nameless bleachers, and call you up to be the best version of you. Because when a man gets it, everyone wins. Enjoy today's episode.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. You know, we often forget, guys, that God has called us to steward the bodies he gave us so that we'll be ready, healthy, and spiritually dangerous to fight the good fight, whether it's working at your job, serving your God, protecting your bride, or being a great dad to your kids. That's why we're so excited to partner with Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab is run by Christian men who are passionate about training you to be your best version and to stay dangerous and ready for God. Join me on my journey by going to mountaintough.com. That's MTNTOUGH, and getting your free 6-week trial when you type in the code ARENA30. You won't be disappointed. Stay dangerous. What type of dad are you? Guys, in my 35 years of ministry, I've noticed that guys basically fall into two categories. And in those categories, there are four types of dad, or four phases that you pass through as a dad. We just dropped an amazing quiz to help you discover what type of dad you are. Find out what type of father you are and get our custom resources fit to meet the needs and the questions you are asking. Head on over to menarena.org. Join 20,000 men from around the world and find out the type of dad you are. Men in the Arena Army, we salute you. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Men in the Arena podcast. I'm Jim Ramos, your guide and host, leading you to your best version in that stress bubble of life and beyond. Welcome to Spotify's number one podcast for Christian men. Guys, as you know, we get fired up when we hear stories of transformation, and we try to collect one hero story for every day of the year this year. This is hero story number 83 from 2023 from Logan on Facebook. And he said this: I found your podcast on Spotify and I started with the first one, and I've been listening to everyone ever since. And your ministry has helped me to become a better father to my children and a better husband to my wife. And I can proudly say that I'm now a man striving to the best man that God made me to be. Man, what a powerful statement. Hey, Logan, thanks for that. Hit us up at menarena.org with your physical address so we can send you some swag. But I want to jump into the meat of this podcast. The meat of this podcast is called Carry the Heavy Load. You know, guys, man, God has made man for certain things. He's made men to be a gift to this world. One of the gifts that he's called men to is we pursue trophies. And when we pursue the right trophies in the right order, that is a gift to the world. He's also called us to carry certain things. Those things he's called us to carry become a blessing to this world. You know, in 2019, I saw Hurricane Dorian hit the East Coast. And if you watch the news, it was really interesting. Not one time in the entire sequence of this hurricane did I see a woman helping men. And that's not bad-mouthing women. It's just saying that when the storms of life hit, it's the men who are in the boats pulling people ashore. It's the men who want to rush into the fire, rush into the fray. And it's because God made men to do that. And so I want to leverage that and say, men, you are a blessing to this world that God has made. So I want you to understand that there is a weight that you need to carry to this world so that you can be a blessing to it and not a burden to it. God has called you to be an asset, not a liability. And there are certain things that we have to carry. So let me tell you the six things I think men need to carry. There may be more. First thing, you need to start here. You need to carry the cross. In Galatians 2:20, Paul said, "I've been crucified with Christ. Therefore, I no longer live, but Jesus Christ now lives in me. The life I live in the flesh," or the body, some Bibles say, I live for the one who loved me and gave himself up for me. So the first thing that we need to carry, we need to submit ourselves to the lordship of Jesus Christ and radically, radically follow him. Not say, oh, I'm going to church, or not say, well, I do these Christian things or use Christianese, but that you literally have given your life to the Lord God Almighty and you're following him the utter ends of your life and the utter ends of the earth. So carry the cross of Christ. Number two, carry the mantle of manhood. You see, if you look in the Bible, you'll realize that almost every time in Scripture, so this is not my subjective opinion, this is fact from the Scriptures. Almost every time from Adam to Moses to Jacob to Joshua to Peter to Paul to Jesus to the disciples, all through the Bible, almost every time God starts to do a great work, he starts with a man. Men are God's method of changing the world. In Acts chapter 2, verses 12 through 24, we see God starting with men. In my book, Strong Men, Dangerous Times, which is right over my shoulder, that book was a number one bestseller because men want to understand, what does it mean to be a man? What target do I need to aim at? And we need to start with, first, am I deeply devoted to Jesus? Second, who am I as a man, and what are the masculine expectations upon my life? The third thing that we need to carry is this. This is going to sound counterintuitive. We need to carry light. We need to carry nothing. In other words, we need to carry no burdens if necessary. You know, Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every sin and the things that so easily entangle us. Let us run with endurance the race marked out for us. You can't run a race of endurance if you are entangled with the worries and the sins and the burdens of this life. So we need to carry light. You know, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30, Jesus said, take my burden upon you, for my burden is easy and my yoke is light. And there's a legend that William Barclay, the commentator, tells about Jesus and this verse. You know, Jesus, we know, was a carpenter. We don't know what he built, but this legend says that Jesus was a master yoke builder, that you would put over oxen or animals for plowing fields. And the better the yoke was made, the more balanced the yoke was, the lighter it was for the animals bearing its burden. And so to market his yoke crafting business, he had a sign over his shop that simply said, "My yoke is easy." In other words, I'm a master craftsmanship. And so when you think about this yoke being easy, it frees us up to do the work over a longer haul. And so whether you believe in that a legend or not, it's just a great legend. I love it. And so guys, God has called us to carry the cross, carry the mantle of manhood, and carry light. The fourth thing is he's called us to carry the cup of blessing. You know, in Matthew chapter 17, we see Jesus talking to the Father. It's one of the few times in the New Testament where God speaks audibly, and he speaks to the three disciples. He says about Jesus, "This is my son, who I love, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." And so those are four things that we as men can speak over our children, and almost all of them are unconditional. Our love is unconditional. Their belonging to us as a son or daughter is unconditional. Our being pleased with who God made them to be is unconditional, but the listening to them really is something that is earned. And Jesus had earned that, and the Father affirmed that. You know, last night we had a men's service, and I had one of our young men share, who was actually in my youth group many years ago, and I said to him, "Man, I just want you to know that I've been following you for about 15 years now, 20 years now, and I'm just so proud of the man that you became." And I mean, you could see his face change. And afterwards, he gave me a hug, and he said, "Thank you for saying that. You don't know what that means to me," because he's estranged from his dad. But he needed a fatherly voice to pour out his blessing. So we can heap this cup of cursings on people that are close to us, or blessings. So be a cup of blessing to your children. It's one of the best unconditional gifts that you can lavish upon your kids. Number five is this: carry your brothers. I think it's so blessed is the man who has a 2 a.m. friend, who has a guy that he can call at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, in Galatians chapter 2, we read this. It's a very simple phrase. It says this: carry each other's burdens, and in this way you'll fulfill the law of Christ. And I thought, how many of us guys out there are lonely and have no 2 o'clock in the morning friend to call? What a blessing it is for man to have other brothers that he that can depend on him to be carried in their time of need. In Mark chapter 2, we see a group of bros pulling apart a roof that Jesus was inside of and lowering their paralyzed friend down so Jesus could heal him. And when Jesus healed him, he said, because of their faith, it's because of their faith, not because of the man's faith, their faith. And we need guys around us that have that kind of faith for us. The last point I want to share with you is this: we need to carry the full weight of who we are every time we show up. In John chapter 4, we see Jesus at the well after about a 20-mile trek in his Birkenstocks or his flip-flops or his Tevas or his Chacos, whatever you want to say. He's at a well. The Bible records that his disciples went into town to get food, so Jesus is hungry. The Bible also records that Jesus was sitting down because he was wearied from his journey. So he's hungry and he's tired. He asks a strange woman for a drink. He's thirsty. Hungry, tired, and thirsty, he shows up on the scene and ministers to this woman and changes the culture of the town she lived in and changes her heart. And what I mean by this is, guys, when we carry our presence, whether we're tired, hungry, thirsty, at the end of a day, exhausted from work, we need to carry our presence into our families and never check out. Those six things are what this world needs from you: to carry your cross, to carry your mantle of manhood, to carry light, to carry your blessing, to carry your brothers, and to carry your presence this world. Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, please, please, please share it with a friend. If you got a friend that's struggling in any of those six areas, share it with a friend. I mean, our podcast tripled last year in our subscribers because you shared these episodes with your friends. We appreciate you guys so much. It's such a joy. It's humbling to be involved in ministry side by side with you. It's an honor. I mean that from the depths of my heart. Until next time, feel the wet sand on the arena floor. Hear the deafening roar of the crowd. Taste the sweetness of victory. Smell the stench of battle. Get in the game. Get dirty. Carry your masculinity and be a man.